I do this song, it's all about what's going on today.
Amen.
It's all about the resurrection. Amen. It's called Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
He's already said Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Bless the Lord. Use your mouth.
He said that you forgive me, Father, do
trouble.
Good job, Carolyn.
I want to thank God for being here today. Everybody coming out and being with us, sharing our lunch that we'll have here directly. And I just thank you for saving my song.
Hey, Maya.
This song here, I love this song here. I've sung it before, but it's like in His arms. And we're all in His arms.
Hey, amen.
So the Lord.
Bless you, man.
Trouble see.
everything. A little bit about this song. I watched a movie the other night, and it was a true story about a young man who lived in a home that was abusive. His mother left him when he was just a child, when he was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And then his father severely beat him many, many times.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine. It's the name of the movie. If you ever get a chance to watch this,
it's good.
This man wrote this song after his father passed away. His father had pancreatic cancer, and he went back home and forgave his father.
Yeah.
And he was there with him when he passed away. But after he passed away, he was a songwriter, and he couldn't make it in the world until he wrote this song.
That's all right.
And it became a number one hit.
Amen.
I can only imagine
what
it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see,
yes,
when your face is before me.
Thank you, man.
I can only imagine.
Bless you, tonight. Bless the Lord.
Surrounded by your glory,
yeah.
What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees I will fall. Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
That's right. I can only imagine.
Someday
God. Bless her, Lord.
I'm going to try to sing a love song. I can remember the
words. Bless her, Lord. Help her, Father.
I love God. I love Him with all my heart.
Amen.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary.
Yeah, that's right.
Bless the Lord.
Then he made the seeds that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made the green stems, gave it leaves, and gave it sunshine, and rain, and covered it with moss. Still he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged road. Nothing took his life. With love he gave it.
Amen.
He was crucified on a tree that he created.
Amen.
With great love for man, God stayed with his plan.
Yes.
He grew the tree so that I might go free.
Amen.
With love in his eyes, God looked down in time, saw him spat upon, rejected and mocked. Still he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross.
Amen.
Nothing took his life. With love he gave it.
Yes.
He was crucified on a tree that he created. With great love for man, God stayed with his plan.
Amen.
He grew the tree so that we might go free.
Amen.
Amen.
Good job. Good job. Right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I like that one in Psalms. I freed up a half a pew there. Anybody needs a place to sit down, I freed up a place up here on the front row if you're brave enough. You got junior church back in the back for the young people. You want to go back there in the back? They got junior church back there in the back. They got all kind of seating capacity back there. Sister Rita will be teaching them on their level. And if you want your kids to go back there, well, you can send them back there. Amen. Happy Easter, first of all. And I was thinking about this while they were singing. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, God told a voice in the wilderness to go cry. And he said, what shall I cry? And he said, cry that the people are as grass, like the grass that withereth and the flower that fadeth, soon cut away and then we're gone. I mean, all of us are getting no younger. We're all getting older. I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of hoping the Lord come this year. Amen.
Amen.
I know He's going to come in the spring. You can find that in Song of Solomon chapter 2. Now, I know according to the parable of the fig tree, buddy, we're right there. What's that mean, Brother Eddie?
That's right.
Matthew chapter 24, and asked him what time would be the time of his return. He said, learn the parable of the fig tree. When the branch is at tender, putting forth its leaves. And he's talking about the budding of Israel. They became a nation in 1948. They got possession of their land again in 1950. He said, I tell you all these things, talking about the tribulation mentioned in Matthew 24. He said, I tell you all these things will be fulfilled before this generation passes away. Psalms chapter 90. He said that our days are 70.
Yeah.
That's 70 years.
Right.
If by reason of strength they be 80, that's 80 years. Then we're cut off and we fly away. Why are you saying that? They got possession of the land in 1950, even though they became a nation again, 1948. If you want to count that, you're looking at 72 years right now.
Right.
50 years to 2000, that's 50 years. 2021, we're at 71 years right now. Now that 7 years of tribulation is included in that. So you got 78 years. Then if you go back to when it budded, when it became a nation, 48, then you got two more years added even to that. So you're looking at, 81 years. I'm just telling you, it's right. For the Lord come.
Amen. Yes, it is.
And I'm going to guess that some people, it's never going to be a good time for He's going to come. But the Bible said He's going to come and He's not going to delay.
Right.
He's coming, and when He does, I'm going away. I'm leaving out. I'm heading up to here.
Right.
I'm heading up to here.
Blessing.
I got a thing going on right now. It's called a moral revolution.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I know everybody's got an opinion. It's kind of like our bitch. We all got a couple. Most of them stink. Amen. Oh, speaking of stinking, I washed this uniform. About over 10 years old. Never been washed. I kept wanting to take the dry cleaners, Brother Jared. I kept forgetting. Finally, just this was so nasty. I throw it in the washing machine. Come out good. Amen.
Right.
I washed another and it come out good. I just got one more to go. I'm gaining ground, Miranda. Amen.
Blessing,
Lord. I want to welcome everybody this morning, but we're all fading.
That's right.
I looked in the mirror this morning. I didn't look like Elvis.
Oh, no.
I went to the barber yesterday. I thought he was about to pay me to get a haircut. Man, there just wasn't nothing there. You know what I mean? We're just not getting no younger.
That's right.
I'll be, I just turned 67. But you're not going to live forever.
That's right.
Not here anyway. Now Jesus, the one that came to give us life, that we might have it and have it more abundantly. Length of days are in His hand. He can actually give you eternal life. It's kind of dangerous to sit up on the front. I'm always looking for somebody to preach to me.
Amen.
He's the one that gave King Hezekiah 15 more years of life. It was a run of King Hezekiah. Amen. You know why? You know why, Jordan? Because he knew he had 15 more years of life.
Right. Yeah.
You see, we live our life day by day. He knew, hey, I got 15 more years of life. It was a run of it. He made all kinds of mistakes, Miranda.
Yeah.
He messed Marty's inheritance up.
Yeah.
They pretty much gave the kingdom away. I'm just telling you, that was the ruin of him when he found out that God had given him 15 more years of life. I just kind of like to leave it like it is. If God was to come down and say, Eddie, you got 10 more years to live, I'd probably mess it up, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll get started here. I don't think I'm going to preach very long. You can go ahead and amen that back there, Brother James. Yeah! I thank y'all for your prayers. I don't know where it's mowing the yard or what, but my nose got to running Thursday, and yesterday I couldn't even talk. I would have called in if I hadn't been the pastor. But anyway, y'all prayed for me. I posted on there. Please remember your pastor, Brother Eddie. I'm sick, and Carolyn got it mixed up. She's praying my wife, but look, my wife needs prayer about as much as I did. And when she finally figured it out, all y'all been praying for me, thank you. It paid off. I couldn't even talk yesterday, and I about got my voice back today. I praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
But my sinuses was draining. Sister Joanne, bless her heart, she sent me one of them things, you know, it's got a picture and it said Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. I was on my third one, but hallelujah, the third one done it.
Amen.
Yeah, doggone salt water, gasoline, whatever, amen. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But I want to thank y'all for praying for us because we was on the weather bad. We'll start our reading verse number 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And thank y'all for the good singing. Man, I'm looking back there. We're not too far from adding on to this church. I can see we're going to have to pretty soon.
Amen.
A crowd like this shows up again, we're going to put them at. Amen. We'll start our reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. We'll read down to verse 23. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
Yeah.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
Yeah.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. We'll stop our... Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to read one more scripture. I was just going to quote it, but I should read it. Isaiah 53, verse number 2. This is a reference to Jesus Christ. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching today on Sleeping Beauty. And as strange as that title sounds, it fits the message. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, to be able to stand before your children today with the Word of God. And Lord, I'm praying right now you'd anoint me afresh. Lord, this old flesh, Father, it's contemptible. And I pray, Father, Lord, get the power from on high. I pray you give me clarity of thought, clarity of voice. Pray I'll be able to deliver your message today, give you honor and glory for whatever you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Like I said, I'm preaching today on Sleeping Beauty. And everybody's seen that movie. I know the kids have. Where a beautiful princess got deceived. And she bit into an apple that a wicked witch had put some kind of poison in. It put her to sleep. And the seven dwarfs, they were weeping over her. And all of a sudden, Prince Charming shows up. And she's so beautiful that even though she's asleep, he reaches over and he kisses her and she comes back to life. And there is some similitude to that story about what I'm preaching about here today, because our Lord, he did sleep for 3 days in a tomb. And while he slept, I guess the devils was having a party. I don't know, Brother Mitchell, but I do know the party ended. And they probably thought they'd won. And you know what? All of that come to end when he showed up demanding the keys. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, the world even thought that he was dead. The Bible said in John chapter 20, well, before we get to those disciples, let's get with Mary Magdalene. She shows up at the tomb.
Yeah.
Her heart's broken. This is the one that Jesus had cast out 7 devils out of her.
Right.
And Jesus said, who loved me the most? He has been forgiven the much, or he has been forgiven a little, and she had been forgiven a much, and she loved him much, and listen, death couldn't keep her from him. She went to the tomb just like Carolyn sung right there, and she's going to know his body was spotless, and when she got there, the stone was rolled away, and the angel said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead? He wasn't there no more. He done got up. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
She turned around, Brother Head.
Yeah.
And supposing that he was a gardener, she said, just tell me where you took him.
Right.
She couldn't do without him. She said, tell me where you laid him. I'll come get him.
Yeah.
Boy, that's love, ain't it, Brenda?
Right.
You know what he did? He said, Mary, she said, well, Boni, she recognized the voice, amen.
Amen.
He said, touch me not, I've not yet ascended unto my Father.
That's
But go ye ahead and tell my disciples that I've risen from the dead. Somebody said, do you believe in women preachers? Of course. Mary Magdalene delivered that message.
Yes,
amen. They didn't believe it.
Yeah.
They didn't believe it. But she still delivered it. That woman in John chapter 4 brought the whole town down. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, I believe in women preaching. My wife been preaching me 45 years. Amen. Yeah, I know when to duck.
Amen.
And I know when to amen do, Brother James. I tell you what, whatever she says to do, I do it. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Bible does tell us, well, them women according to knowledge, you got to watch yourself, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
Well, she went and told them disciples, and they didn't believe it. Now, some people are slow to believe.
That's right.
But you know what? Jesus showed up. And the doors being shut, he just walked right in.
That's right.
I can't explain that. I just know one thing, he walked right in. And when they saw him, they was afraid, Phyllis. And he said, peace be unto you. They didn't have peace. They had fear about like most of us today. We've become fearful instead of faithful, amen. But he said, peace be unto you. And they were afraid. But you know what he did? He showed them his hands.
That's right.
And he showed them his side. You know what, Brother Jordan? They said then they were glad.
Right.
They realized he wasn't in the grave no more.
Amen.
They realized he did get up. Amen. I mean, he defied all the odds. I mean, if they could have, they would have killed him before he ever made it to the cross. They tried their best to kill him. They brought upon him everything they had. But I want you to know, he went all the way.
Amen. That's right.
Like I said, I'm preaching on Sleeping Beauty today. He may not be beautiful to you, but he's beautiful to me.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I looked this up on the internet because I'm dumb in a box of rocks. I had to see what Google had to say about it. But Google said beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
That means what's beautiful to me might not be beautiful to you.
Right.
And what's beautiful to you might not be beautiful to me. Beauty is in the eye of a beholder. That was wrote in the 3rd century B.C. by the Greeks. Pretty good saying. You know, I married that girl I've been married to 45 years. Let me see if I still got a picture up here. Boy, you talking about making a mistake. She married Eddie Wade 45 years ago. Poor thing. That's what she looked like. Now, she was beautiful. But being married to Eddie Wade 45 years, I don't want to give you an updated photo. It's like a skull on me, man. But I want to know, hey, that was my wife 45 years ago. She's still my wife today. I love her, amen. Reach over and kiss her on the forehead. I cook her breakfast, cook her dinner, bring her supper, and I take care of her porta potty. I'm telling you, I love her, amen.
Right.
Yeah. He just slept for 3 days, Mitchell.
Right.
I loved him to him that got up.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody loved me enough to do what he did for me.
Ain't that right?
I loved him no matter what, brother.
Praise the Lord, yes.
That's right.
Oh, my. Talk about reasons to love someone.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Let me put this back. I don't want to lose this picture, amen. Picture says 1,000 words. I'll tell you right now.
Right.
I'm pretty glad she's willing to marry me, man. Song of Solomon said he's altogether lovely, man. Let me expound upon why he's beautiful to me. The beauty of his sayings. He told me April 27th, 1988, he said, thy sins are forgiven.
Yes, that's right. Thank you,
Lord. I still remember that storm, Brother Ed, when I come to him in my sin, wondering if he would or if he even could forgive me all that I'd done.
Yeah.
Come to find out, it wasn't no problem at all. It's when I commit these little sins that's where the problem is.
Amen.
I think they nothing to them, them little foxes, you know. But I took this big, I mean this big mountain of sin up there, and I made it all the way to Calvary, and I knelt down and I said, Lord, somebody told me that you love me. Somebody told me that if I ask you, you forgive me my sins. And Lord, the best way I know how, I'm asking you right now to forgive me, amen, and to save me. And it was God, Lord, not the word. That's a beautiful saying, amen.
Thank you.
He said, "Thy sins be forgiven."
Right.
He didn't just forgive them; he put them away.
That's right.
That old devil can't even dig them up.
That's right.
Oh my! The Bible said, "As far as the east is from the west,
yes, Lord,
he put my sins away."
Amen.
Does anybody know how far the east is from the west? Casey, if you're going east, you'll never find the west. You'll just keep going around the world.
Right.
Now, if you're going west, you'll never find the east. It's as far away as you can put anything.
Right.
Now, if you put it from the north to south, that's a different story. But he put it away as far as the east is from the west.
That's right.
Micah said he cast in the depths of the sea, never marry no more against
him. Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
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 That's a beautiful saying.
Yes.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
No question.
He told me, yeah, amen, Brother Ed. He told me, go in peace.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's a beautiful saying. See, there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. I was wicked.
Yeah.
I can remember being afraid to close my eyes.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid I'd wake up in hell. I remember as a 10-year-old boy being afraid to close my eyes.
Amen.
And listen, if you're not saved, you ought to be afraid too.
That's right.
I'll tell you what Jesus had to say about hell.
Yes.
He said, if your hand in Mark chapter 9, he said, if your hand was going to cause you to go to hell, cut it off.
That's right.
He said, you'd be better off.
Yeah.
He said, if your foot was going to cause you to go to hell, he said, cut it off. You'd be better off. He said, if your eye was going to cause you to go to hell, pluck it out. You'd be better off to go where the fire's not quenched and the worm dieth not. I want you to know God didn't make hell for you. He made it for the devil and his angels.
Right.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. You got no business in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, how do people go to hell then? I'll tell you how they go. They turn down the message grand.
Yeah, right. Amen.
You see, all that come to Jesus, John 6:37, he said, I'll in no wise turn away. It's not like you're going to hit and miss. He's waiting for you to come to him. John chapter 5, verse 40, Jesus said, you will not come to me that you may have life. There's no problem on his end.
That's right.
But I will tell you this. If you die in your sins, and you don't come to Jesus, you'll hear the saddest words that have ever been spoken by any lips.
Yeah. That's right.
He'll say, depart from me.
I never knew you.
I never knew you.
Right.
That's right.
That's sad. You see, the foundation of God standeth sure. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Yeah.
John chapter 10. He talks about his sheep know his voice.
Right.
And they follow him. And he calls them by name. He knows old brother Eddie as of April 27th, 1988. And if he don't know you, it's because you've never come to him.
Right.
It's because you've never called upon him. That's rich in mercy to all that call on him. The beauty of him is he'll forgive you. He'll save you. Hey, he'll give you a home in heaven.
That's right. Amen.
You'll never have to think about hell again.
That's right.
I sleep like a baby now, fellas. My wife, she told me, Tammy, she said, I wish I could sleep like you do. I said, honey, just get right with God. It's a package deal. He giveth his beloved sleep. I don't have to worry about anxiety. I don't have to worry about amnesia. I just go to bed. I can sleep standing up. Sometimes I can sleep on my feet. I tell him, I drive down the road to sleep. Don't you say you awake? And I said, what do you think? He said, let me drive. Yeah. He gave it his beloved sleep. The beauty of his sayings that he can say to you, he has power to forgive sins. You can't go to the bank and take out a loan. You can't come to Brother Eddie. I wished I did have a power. I forgive all of you. I say all of you, you're forgiven. You're going to heaven with me. We're going to have a big time. I can't do it. I can point to one that can.
Amen.
But he's the only one that's got power to forgive sins.
Yeah, that's right.
Grace. Goal in life. Matter of fact, the Bible says seek ye first. You know, on your list of things to do?
Yeah.
Top of that list. Seek ye first. Kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you're here today, if you don't know the Lord personally, you're in danger of judgment. You're in danger of hellfire. And if you die in your sins like the devil wants you to, you know, that's that old devil kept telling me, you can do that later. I remember 18 years old, my grandpa come up to me, bless his heart with glasses that thick, eyeballs look like bowling balls. And I'm 18 years old, and really, I mean, his glasses look like a round ball. I've never seen such glasses so thick. They really look like two glass round balls. He said, horsefly, he called me horsefly because I worried him to death. He said, horsefly, I sure do wish you'd get saved. And I'm sitting there with no shirt on with a passport ribbon in my hand. I put it behind my back because I seen him coming up through the backyard back there. He probably knew I had it behind my back. And I said, Papa Ed, I'm 18 years old. I said, maybe later, but not today. I had no promise of tomorrow.
Right.
Oh my, how you dealing with a young girl one day? Was picking out her coffin the next day. That's my daughter. She came to 17. She lived 17 years and 1 week. God called her home. She gave her heart to Jesus when she was 10 years old. Boy, it made a difference.
Yeah,
tell you what you do. You go pick out a coffin sometime of somebody that they didn't leave no hope behind. They didn't leave no testimony behind like Enoch. You'll find out it helps to have something to comfort Amen. Your family to know that you might just be in heaven, but in hell. Leave some kind of testimony behind. I'm telling you, he's beautiful in that he can forgive sin. He's beautiful in that he can give you peace. He's beautiful in that he can give you life and have it back. Well, he's beautiful.
Amen.
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 Oh my, he's beautiful. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Everywhere I look today, I see troubled hearts.
Yeah.
Beautiful sayings. He don't want our hearts to be troubled.
No. That's right.
You know how I found out something? Well, we got plenty of money. We don't worry about nothing. My wife, she'll go ahead. If you'll go fishing, go ahead. Oh, her money's running tight. Well, I can't really say everything she said, but I know better go fishing. Maybe we like something, you're going fishing. Get out there and do this and do that. Yeah. I salute you to it, amen. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. Made it personal.
Right.
The beauty of his sayings, the beauty of his songs, amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Where could I go but to the Lord? Amazing grace. Those beautiful songs about Him. My, oh my, the beauty of His scars. I'm going to try to speed this up a little bit. I'm looking at the clock back there and I'm trying to preach fast and it's moving faster than I am. The beauty of His scars. He had seven. Amen. He had seven scars. He had the scars from a crown of thorns.
Yeah.
That they had platted on his head, and then they beat him over the head with a rod. He had a scar of a nail right here.
Right.
I'll tell you why they put it right there, because your hand can't hold the weight.
Right.
But right here is where all your nerve endings are.
Yeah,
they put the nail right there between the two arm bones and the hand right there.
Yeah.
He got two right there, that's three. He got two down there, one each foot.
That's right.
That's a, what's that, five?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That stripe beat on his back.
Yes.
That six got a hole right here in his side where a Roman soldier took a big spear and thrust it in his side.
Yeah.
That way came blood and water, seven scars.
Right.
There was a mother one time. She always wore gloves. Her little daughter growing up, you know, she got going to school. She come home from school one day and her mother was doing the dishes. And her mother didn't have the gloves on, and her daughter just happened to see her mother's hands, and she went screaming out of the house. Mama, them's the ugliest hands I've ever seen. Mama put her glove back on real quick. The neighbor told the daughter, said, don't you know why her hand is so scarred? She said, no, why? She said, the house caught on fire, and your mother reached through the fire and got you and brought you to her bosom and held you, and she went out of the house and burned all the skin off of her hands.
Amen.
That little girl went in and said, Mama, can I see them hands? And she pulled them hands up. She said, it was the beautifulest hands, Mama, I've ever seen in my life. I tell you, when we see Him, we'll see Him as He is. And those scars will be the most beautiful way. And there is a man, amen. You know He took your place, glory to God. Sometimes you got to read between the lines to get it.
Yeah, right.
There wasn't no other way, Brother Ed.
No, I know.
It wasn't like He could turn down going to the cross. He set His face like a flint, and the beauty is He went all the way.
Yes,
amen. The beauty of His scars. The beauty of His strength. Up from the grave He arose.
Yeah.
With a mighty triumph over His foes He arose. Hey, He tore the bars of hell away.
Right.
He bars in and said, I want them keys, boys. They didn't waste no time giving them to me. They're glad to see Him give them. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31, you want to know why James chapter 2, verse 19 says that the devil believe in God and tremble? I want you to know He showed up. It wasn't a good time. They started celebrating giving Him. And when He showed up, I want you to know they trembled. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'll have them keys now.
Yeah,
I can see that old devil, buddy. I can see him shaking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There. They're yours. He said in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, I'm He that was alive. I'm He that was dead. I'm alive forevermore. And behold, I got the keys. Of death and hell, amen. He earned them.
Yes, He did.
He bought us back, brother. He ransomed us back. No man could pay the debt I owed.
That's right.
But He could.
Amen.
And He paid it in full.
Thank you, Lord.
I owed a debt I couldn't pay, Brother Jordan.
Yeah.
He paid a debt He did not owe.
Right.
Thank God.
Yeah,
right. It was in love that He did what He did for me. And it was in love that He did what He did for you. The beauty of His salvation. Whosoever shall call upon Him shall be saved. Whosoever, let him come, drink the water of life freely. He's able to save to the uttermost from the guttermost.
Yes. Amen.
Beauty of His salvation is, you know, we got a lot of diversity down here. I don't really like it. God made one blip. God made of one blood all nations of men, their bounds and their habitation, they're appointed. Now the color of the skin, now that's a big deal now. I mean, I wish we could all just be spray painted the same color. I've never seen so much bickering about the color of a person's skin in my life. Every time somebody gets killed, they think they're going to blame it on the Asians, blame it on the blacks, blame it on the white. Their white superiority. God made of one blood. All nations and all people on their bound and habitation up for it. We all got the same blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood.
Amen.
Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. I believe red blood. If you cut your arm, you'll bleed red blood. If anybody here don't bleed red blood, there's something wrong with them. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. He shed His blood. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins.
Right.
He shed His blood, Joanne, so I could be forgiven.
Right.
He shed His blood so I could be cleansed of my sins. It's kind of hard to argue with the blood.
Yeah, that's right.
The devil said, I wouldn't have done it. And the Lord said, yeah, you wouldn't, but I did. He done it. An act of love. His beauty of His salvation is all are welcome. The Bible said today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. It said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That means today you're hearing the Word of God.
That's right.
You're hearing it with your ears. With your heart, you're hearing it. And today, You can get saved, or today you can make an eternal mistake and miss heaven altogether.
That's right.
There was a guy in the church service one night, he came for all the wrong reason. Maybe you come today just because it's Easter Sunday and somebody hogshead you and got you here, I don't know. But this old preacher with white hair on his head on a Sunday night in a church, old country church, he's up there trying to preach, and this young boy come in on the back row back there to hit on the girls. You know how that is. And he was making a pretty big deal about it, and the preacher stopped preaching. And he said, young man, he said, can I help you? And the young man, full of audacity and arrogance, he said, yeah, you can help me, preacher. He said, can you tell me how far it is to Hale? The preacher looked at the young man. He said, no, sir, I can't tell you how far it is to Hale. That young man got up in his righteous indignation. I didn't think you could, and went out the back door. That preacher finished that service up that night, got in his car, driving home, and he came up on a wreck. A car had hit a tree, and the car's on fire. And he looked inside, and here's that young boy that asked how far it was to hell. And he said, please, preacher, get me out of this true story. Get me out of this car. I don't want to die. I don't want to go to hell. The preacher couldn't get him out of the car. And he did die. And for all I know, I guess he went to hell. It's kind of hard to go. I mean, I tried to go to hell. Jesus stood between me and hell. I couldn't find no way around him. Maybe you're having the same problem I have. But if it had been for him standing between me and hell, I'd have been up there on the
left. That's right.
He lived the next night. That preacher come back to that church to preach. He said, last night I couldn't tell that young man how far it was to hell, but tonight I can.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, for him, it was just a little over 2 miles.
Wow.
He talked about coming up on that wreck.
Right.
That young man probably driving like I drive over Miranda like an idiot. we don't been out of charge. I don't necessarily keep all four wheels on the ground. And the speed limit, just so you know, when to slow down, you see the blue lights, amen. But anyway, that night that young boy went out to meet God unprepared. We used to sing a song. Oh, careless soul, why will you linger? Wandering from the fold of God. Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, why will you linger? For tomorrow, I don't know the words, may be too late.
That's right.
I just tell you, God right now, He stands right now. Ready to welcome anybody?
Yes.
Wants a home in heaven?
Yes.
Welcome
yes.
anybody?
Yes.
Wants to be forgiven their sin?
Yes.
Welcome anybody that wants a peace of God?
Yes.
Amen.
You can have it?
Yeah.
I know this person. Because I got it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody said, hey, you know you saved. I was there the day it happened.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yes, one. I went and looked in the mirror. And the mirror didn't show no different. But boy, it sure was different. You know, imagine people I work with trying to get used to a new Eddie Wayne, amen. What happened to him? I said, hey, I met Jesus, amen.
Amen.
A lot of them guys got saved. Kind of like has a domino effect.
Right.
But the beauty is, He loves you.
Yeah.
He'll forgive you.
Yeah.
He'll save you.
Right.
There's one problem. You have to come to Him.
Yes, you do.
And ask Him for what hard thing.
Amen.
In front of all these people, He said, you'd be ashamed of me. He said, I'll be ashamed of you.
That's right. That's what He said.
Amen.
He put Himself to shame for us, Brother Mitchell.
Right. He sure did.
He wasn't ashamed of me when He went to Calvary.
Right.
Right.
In humility, buddy, He was hanging there.
Yeah.
Sister Brandon was singing that song about He knew the tree. He grew the tree.
Yeah, He did.
Here He is, and all making fun of Him. Come down! Come down!
Amen.
He couldn't come down. Because if He come down, anyway, he wouldn't have no salvation.
Right.
He went all the way.
Amen.
For the beauty of Him is, He never gave up.
Oh, that's right.
Matter of fact, He's probably dealing with you right now. That's right, your heart's beating like a jumper drum right now. He never gave up. He kept reaching out. Finally, an old drunk named Eddie Wade reached back. And I found out I've been missing out on something.
Yeah, boy.
34 years. Had no idea I was missing out on something. Amen. I ain't missing out on nothing now. Amen.
Amen.
I got the whole package. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give you 10 cents for religion, but I'll tell you one thing. You can't afford salvation.
That's right.
Only place you'll ever get that being Jesus. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Jonah in the belly of a whale went all the way down. When he got a chance to get out of that hell he was in, he said, salvation's of the Lord, and it is. Amen.
Amen.
Right. He will save you. He'll only do it if you ask for it. He'll only do it if you believe Him to forgive your sin and believe Him to save you. I'll just tell you this, He'll do it. If you ask Him and believe Him to do it, He'll save you today. He'll save you now. He'll save you right where you're at. But you still got to do your part. See, you heard the Word of God today. Made you feel a little uncomfortable. Hey, it's a little uncomfortable when you're nailed to a cross, beaten beyond recognition. You don't even look human because they tried to kill you. That's a little uncomfortable. Do you know why He did that? So you could be saved.
Right.
He put Himself at a loss so you could get the gain. He gave His all for you.
Yes,
you're to give your heart to Him.
Yes.
Father, we thank You for the message.
Yes, Lord.
Thank You, Lord, for the privilege You give us to brag on Your Son. Lord, I saw a lot of troubled looks here today. Lord, You're the Prince of Peace. You're the one, Lord, that saveth sinners. Paul talked about You being able to save the chiefest of sinners. He said that Christ Jesus come in this world to save sinners. He said, of whom I'm chief. Lord, I saw some common sinners here this morning. I saw them troubled. I saw them uncomfortable, Lord. But I pray they'll choose You today.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, without any hesitation at all, they'd come forward right now and get it fixed. Get it done. Lord, it sure is a blessing to be saved. Thank You for saving me. Thank You for the peace I have.
Yes.
Thank You for the joy of knowing, Lord, that You're my Savior, knowing I got a home in heaven. Lord, I pray You'll help these, Father. I believe they need to make their way to You, Father, and get it fixed today. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Like get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon. Maybe sing a verse, invitational hymn like that. Ask everybody to stand, please. You need to come over there. I can't say anything, but I'll tell you what, I can help you. I can pray with you. I can tell you what you need to do to get saved. You know, the best person to talk to about getting saved, talk to somebody that is saved. Don't talk to somebody that ends up making a twofold more child of hell than they are. Talk to somebody that knows God personally. Amen.
Number 203 in the blue book, first two verses.